This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As any fan will tell you, sports officials in pretty much any sport that matters take a risk when they mess with the rules. Think about the designated hitter rule in baseball, for instance. More than 40 years later, people still grumble about it. Heresy, by the way, if you ask me, but I digress. Golf's rulemakers have agreed to ban what is known as the belly putter. They say forcing golfers to use a regular putter instead of one that can be anchored to your belly keeps the game pure, which is a worthy goal. But how to do that, or anything in any sport for that matter, without turning off the paying public? Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
There can be a lot riding on rules. University of Chicago economist Alan Sanderson says, think about Jackie Robinson.
That was chancy. It was the moral thing to do and everything else, but you know, there were some risks attached to that.
Sanderson says team owners were gambling white audiences would pay to see non-white athletes compete. Generally, sports owners are in business to make money. Holy Cross economics professor Victor Matheson says in recent years, sports have focused on adding some razzle-dazzle.
We've seen lots of rule changes in the NBA and in the NFL and in hockey, all designed to encourage more offense, more scoring.
But there's a limit. Take baseball. Performance-enhancing drugs helped drive the infamous home run races between Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa. But Chicago's Alan Sanderson says the customer balked.
At some point, fans just said, enough is enough.
Sports economists tend to agree the biggest sports rule riddle out there today is professional football. The NFL must figure out how to protect its players. Right now, it's not clear how to do that. Professor Matheson at Holy Cross says, to understand what's at stake, look at boxing.
There was essentially no way to take the brutality out of boxing, and boxing has went from being perhaps the most glorified sport in the country down to a sport that essentially no one watches anymore.
Matheson says if the NFL doesn't figure out how to adjust its game, the nearly $10 billion in revenue it took in last year could be in jeopardy. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.